Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Because He Lives program, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene and sponsored by Federal Motor Spares. My name is Danielle Miller and I am the District NYI President, but this morning I am going to be coming to you by way of the NMI, and I'm sharing on this amazing experience that we would have had recently, the mission trip in St. Lucia. This morning, I'm going to have two wonderful guests with me as well, two of those missionaries who would have gone to the trip sponsored by the Global Missions team and the Call to Serve team. And they are here with me this morning. And we're going to share a little bit about what happened in St. Lucia, the journey to St. Lucia, and all of the great things that God is doing within that country. And I'm so grateful to have Sister Shavana Ray Oliver, and she is from the New Dimensions Church. And I also have with me Dante Harvey from the Western Light Church of the Nazarene. Good morning, Shavana Ray. Good morning, Dante.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I am so glad that you guys could be here. Even as I reflect on the week, it was a fantastic time in St. Lucia. It was a great time getting to know both of you and the other members of the team. And I'm just really, really excited about sharing this experience with the entire Nazarene family and Barbados on a whole as we just share on our experience in St. Lucia. So, as some of you may know, I serve on the Global Missions team as the assistant coordinator for the Caribbean field. And we have this big task of discovering, developing, and deploying missionaries. And all that means is that we go, we seek out individuals who may have a call to missions, and we train them so that they can be deployed to live out their full potential within the field of missions. And one of the ways we do that is by hosting mission trips. So under the Call to Serve team, we have youth in missions. Well, this year as well, we had some older members in our team and we were so grateful for them. But we have a young team going to do missions within the field. And so this year we took that team to St. Lucia, and Shavana Ray and Dante joined us. And I want you guys to know that they were first-time missionaries. I'm going to start with Shavana Ray because she's not a member of the Nazarene Church, but she saw it fit to join with us during this week. So Shavana Ray, could you tell us about how you found out about the trip and tell us, why did you sign up?
Well, funny enough, I saw it on your WhatsApp status, Danny, so... I think missions is something that has been on my mind for quite a number of years. And, you know, for various reasons, be it COVID, be it whatever else, you know, uncertainty, I didn't take the plunge at the time. But earlier this year in April, I saw the post on your WhatsApp status and I just felt like it was the right time to do it, you know, so I did the registration form. I wasn't even sure how everything was going to come together, but I honestly just said to God, you know, if I'm supposed to do this, you will make it happen. And I left it there. So yeah, that's kind of how I got involved.
All right. Nice. Bigger WhatsApp statuses. Oh dear. Dante, how about you? How did you find out? How did you get on board?
Funny enough, we were at the NYA large group session, and it was judging Jeopardy, the quiz. And I had asked Danny, don't we have a lot of trips coming up? And then I was like, yeah, we got a mission trip. And I think you should go and come and see. And the rest is history.
Oh, yes, that is correct. You see why it's so important to share information? Because you never know whose heirs or who will take the opportunity to say, yes, we want to be on board. So both of you are first-time missionaries. Really, my heart was so full. Even as we looked across our team, we took a small team to St. Lucia. And six out of the 10 member team were first-time missionaries. Now, obviously, we have so many different perceptions about missions and what it looks like and what can happen on a mission field, and we've heard all types of stories. Could you tell us about your expectations about going into the trip? Were you having any reservations? Were you like, oh my gosh, I hope we don't eat this or we don't do that? What were your expectations about going on this trip? Chow?
Well, honestly, I did not know what to expect. I have a friend who has done mission trips before, and I asked him, like, what is it like? Obviously, you're going to another Caribbean island, so in my mind, it wouldn't have varied vastly compared to Barbados. But still, you don't know exactly what the accommodations are going to be like, because obviously you're not expecting a hotel. But I literally was just relying on the call to serve team to guide me in terms of every single step. Like, this is what you should bring. This is what you should wear. All of that. So I had zero expectations. Yep.
You were just ready to roll with the punches.
I was going to try my very best.
Oh, goodness. Dante, how about you?
For me, if I'm being honest, I didn't know what I was getting into. I remember packing the suitcase to come to the trip. My mother was like, you got ever much things? I said, Mommy, I don't know. We going to St. Lucia. What are we doing? I know we're going to spread the word of God, but other than that, I know like everything as old people say, from wine to iodine. But other than that, my expectations for the groundwork in St. Lucia was, it varied because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know that St. Lucia is high in a lot of different things. So for me, it was on the go thing.
Oh my goodness. You guys don't even know, even from our perspective as well, even though Timmy and I would have gone to St. Lucia before to prepare the site, we also had no idea what would happen. We were still finalizing some things, and we just shared with our audience, Timmy and I, we would have been leading a mission trip for the first time. So we were basically going on knowledge from our previous mission trips and from great assistance from Reverend Dario, big up yourself, Reverend Dario Richards, who would have aided us in preparation for the trip. And I mean, this was a big undertaking for the both of us. And we were just like, Lord, we don't know what is going to happen. We have all these plans. We have an agenda, but ultimately we have to place everything into your hands. And so, for us as well, we had expectations. Yes, we wanted it to go a particular way. Obviously, we wanted our sports camp and our VBS to look vibrant and look this way and that way. But the reality is that you are going to go to space and you don't know what is going to happen. And so it really was a case of being mentally prepared for that as well. You have no idea who is going to present themselves. What is going to present itself? You just have to be mentally prepared. Your senses have to be sharpened so that if anything happens, you are thinking, you are like 10 steps ahead always. So even as leaders, we had certain expectations, but then it was the reality of our situation when we got there to the location. And so you didn't have much expectations, you know. Shav was like, I don't know what to expect. Dante is overpacking and all these different things. But guys, when you actually got to St. Lucia, what happened there? What was the reality? What happened on the ground? How did you feel when you reached St. Lucia? Walk us through it. Let's get a ball-by-ball experience from when you landed until maybe when the mission really started. Let's talk about it, shall?
For me, it was kind of surreal because I didn't even allow myself to like get excited about the trip because I was just so, you know, just waiting to see what would happen and how it would all work out, that it felt kind of surreal as I landed and I was picked up and then taken to the church manse and everything. For me, it was a little surreal. You're trying to like gather as much information as you can quickly, because I know we speak about cross-cultural experiences, and I just wanted to make sure that I was grabbing whatever information I needed, not knowing what I would need information for eventually. So, you know, just seeing where we were going, where we're going to be located, seeing where we were going to be sleeping, seeing where our quote unquote home would be for the next couple of days, meeting everybody. Because I was actually one of the first of the team to arrive. I mean, both you and Timmy have been there already with, I think, one other person. But I was the first of the team. So I got there and everybody else, it was kind of just empty at the time. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? Because obviously you don't see anybody yet. So you're kind of like, okay, just watching and waiting for people to start to come. But as soon as people started to come, you know, I feel like we meshed well quickly. We really did mesh well quickly. And that, I think, helped to set the tone for what the mission trip was going to be like.
Yes, Team Greens met in the kitchen. guys, I have to put that plug there. We had three individuals. We landed and there was a bit of a mix up with our cook, and we were tasked with cooking dinner that night, and everybody was like, oh dear, all right, let's get to it. And we had three members of the team who stepped up really, really quickly. And that would have been Shav, Dante, and Carolette from Jamaica. And they did a mean chicken chow mein for the team. Hip, hip, hooray, guys. And we nicknamed them Team Greens after that experience. And I mean, that's what missions is all about. It's about adaptability, making sure that you make the most of the situations that you are given. Sometimes just thinking on the spot, going on the spot. And as well, that's what makes the experience so rich. Yes, we go with our expectations. As we say, we are obviously going to spread the gospel, to share the word of God, but also we make bonds as a team, as a family, as a body of Christ, and we work together to see God's word being accomplished, whether it be at prayer time sessions, whether it be, you know, consoling one another when things happen, or whether it be cooking a meal. These things help us to really, really mesh and to help us to do the work even better as a team. So as Shav said, we really, they started to gel from almost like day one. And as one of the team leaders, I was really, really amazed to see them gelling so quickly. And it was really a beautiful experience. So Dante, what about you? What happened when you reached on the ground? You finally came with all of your suitcases. How was that experience for you when you reached to St. Lucia?
When I reached to St. Lucia, it was a mixture of nerves and excitement in a sense. So I was like, all right, we're here. What can happen? But no, we're here. We got to do what we got to do. And then when they got to the church mats and they realized how you got to get from the road down to the room, I was like, ah, too much things in the suitcase. Too much things in the suitcase. But for me, it was, and I will probably be saying the same as Chef, like the whole team meshed well, like we were doing missions for years, like everybody relied on each other to get the job done, and that's practically it.
That's it. Our team ended up being split into two sections because we were hosting two things. One, we were hosting the VBS, of which I had lead in. And the other section would have been the sports clinic, which Timian would have led. And so our days were split in half. We had VBS from 9 to 12 in the morning to the afternoon. They had lunch. And then from 4 p.m., we had our sports clinic. But even before that, I want to say that the church did a tremendous job by going into the community even before we came and sharing and advertising these initiatives that were going to happen. And then we also got the opportunity as a team to go in to the community and to share with them. I think one of the highlights as well, we went to a block in, can't remember the name right now, but we went to the block and we shared with the owner of a shop, restaurant, bar, slash. It seemed to be everything right there on this block. And, you know, we spent some time there. We made sure to spend time, money, and we left there making sure that we prayed for him and his business and for his family. And we really did pray that God would, you know, minister to him and that salvation would be his as well. And I think that was a beautiful moment in the community. The entire team got to witness that. And then we continued on our journey and we stopped. And as you know, we're having a sports clinic and we stopped on a pasture in the community where some boys playing. And I could remember standing up talking to Timmy, and then all of a sudden Timmy disappeared. And I was like, guys, where Timmy? And there was Timmy and one of our team members, Shelton, in the middle of this game with the youngsters from the community. And that particular event sparked what would then become the beginning of the sports ministry clinic, because as Timmy and Shelton ran onto the field to play with them, we then had the opportunity to invite them to come to our sports clinic. And then sure bet, when we turned up on that Monday afternoon, those young men were there. And it just continues to show us the importance of connecting the church, connecting with the community. Some people are just there waiting for us to come and meet them where they are at. And so I just want to take this time to ask you guys, like, how was that experience for you? Because I can share from the VBS perspective, but both Shav and Dante were at the sports clinics. They were the coaches. Shav dealt with basketball and Dante with cricket. So let's share with our audience how those sports clinics would have gone. And then I'll come and I'll share about the VBS section.
The cricket aspect of the sports game or the sports clinic, in my opinion, it went well. We had a team, the Ready Set Go team for the sports camp altogether. But the main aspect that Onisir and myself, the other coach that was there, the other missionary, we were more focusing on technique and being a good team player. And the guys grasped that topic well. Like, we then implemented a rule where it was six and you're out. So if you hit the ball high or over the roof, you're out. The aim was to have the ball placed in areas on the field. Rather than hitting big shots, you have to play the small shots first before you can get to the big shots. And the guys grasped the topic well. Then we then incorporated the scripture, which was Mark 1:16-20, I believe. Overall, I think we had a successful cricket team. Future West Indies. It could be a future West Indies coach. Who knows? However, the aspect was good.
Yeah, for me, with the basketball, it was quite an interesting experience. I really had to dig deep to my netball days in order to, you know, come up with the drills. And thankfully, I had Shelton, one of the other team members with me, and one of the members of the local church as well, Coach Chad, who was also assisting in the sports camp, the basketball side of things. And it was heartening to see the engagement from the children, how willing they were to learn and how willing they were to try all the different things we were trying to tell them, even taking on the different tips that we would give them to kind of help them improve. And the part two that also had an impact was the huddles afterwards, seeing them, you know, start to share how they felt while they were going through the drills, and then being able to, you know, point them back to God, you know, in the midst of it. And you can feel the impact it was having with them, even though we were dealing with young children for the most part, you know, and sometimes younger teenagers, I would say. But it was really heartening to see their persistence, their excitement to be able to be outside. I mean, some days the rain fell, but they were still so happy to be outside playing. It was really, really encouraging to be a part of the sports team. And I think everybody did a tremendous job.
I must say, I agree with both of you. Coming over on evenings and watching you guys work really hard. If you guys want to see any pictures or videos, you can check out our Caribbean Field Global Missions page to see these guys really in action. But I can attest to the fact that those young men and those children really spent time listening. I had the opportunity to do some interviews with them afterwards, and they could tell me some of the pointers that these coaches would have instilled in them, not only about techniques, but really about life and about fellowship and what it means to have a relationship with God and stuff like that. And it really was amazing. On our VBS side, I have never been a VBS coordinator before, but I must say that the NDI superintendent and I, we worked really well to get the VBS off the ground. I got the permission and the assistance from one of the NDI superintendents of Trinidad and Tobago to write the VBS for us. Taste, see, listen, learn, and know that God is good. And we took that material to St. Lucia. And I mean, on day one, just emphasizing about tasting and seeing that God is good, children were giving their lives to God. And you could see that they were really listening and engaged with what was happening. And it just reminded me that, you know, we as adults can never underestimate the work that God can do through the lives of children. And we must be open to always ministering to them and sharing the word of God. And so the VBS, we had almost 50 children from the community. And I think that they have never had so many numbers as yet. And I just couldn't help but say thanks to Sister Nadine for doing a fantastic job of reaching out to these young people in the community, and then just give God even more thanks for the work that he would have started in the hearts of these children. And we are excited to see the fruit that will come forth. So for all of you who were praying for us and who supported us, like, your prayers and support did not go by the wayside. It really bore fruit. And we are really, really grateful for all that God would have done in St. Lucia. Like, even as I sit and think about it, it gives me a sobering feeling to see that you were part of something that God was doing in the earth. And that's what missions is all about. Just being a part of this great plan that God is doing within the earth. And so we also have to be very, very open to what God is doing. It's so necessary. I just want to ask you guys if you would just share any special moment or anything that impacted you, even as we look to wrap up. Would you go again? Or share any advice that you would have with anyone out there? Shav?
Yeah, I think for me, being there every day was impactful, and just seeing the children turn up, seeing their engagement and everything, that was very impactful. But the part of it that really touched me, and that is on a whole in terms of whether the children were from VBS or from the sports camp, was after Friday, I think from as early as Saturday, we were seeing children at the church. Like, just stopping by randomly at the church on Saturday, on Sunday after church. And for me, it just cemented the importance of, you know, what we were trying to do, what just making that connection as the church in the community, especially where children are concerned, especially in this day and age where, you know, children may not always have the guidance. They may not always have that person that will point them to God and point them to a better way, right? So being able to see that it wasn't all for nothing, that they didn't just come to play the game and then go home and forget all about it, but you would know that seeds are planted and it was already bearing fruit because they were already, you know, kind of gravitating back to the church. That was, I think, the most impactful thing for me. And it made me, like, wonder how I could kind of champion my local church, New Dimension Ministries here in Barbados, though we go into the community, but making sure that we are engaging the young people in our community in a similar fashion, where we are building those relationships and becoming a haven, you know, a place where they turn to, a place where they know that is friend and family and people that can guide them in the right direction. So yeah, that was how I was impacted by it. If I would go again, definitely. I would definitely go again. It was a great first experience as a first timer. It was really encouraging for anybody who I think, well, maybe thinking about it, going on a mission trip and feeling like sports, because obviously we were dealing with VBS and sports, and I'm not necessarily a sports person, but going, having the willingness to go and, you know, just turning up and being obedient to what I felt was God calling me to go, I recognize how I did have something to offer. And to anybody feeling like maybe they don't have something to offer, I encourage you to go, to still go. There is something inside of you that you can help in some way on the team to make a change and bring some kind of impact to whatever community it is that you'd be going. So yeah.
Dee, how about you? Would you go again?
Tomorrow. yeah, I would definitely go again. Like, I think that this is my calling missions. I remember going out and seeing the Springing Up Global Missions team. They're talking about their trips again, and I was like, I want to try one of these. But I think Caribbean missions and the Global Missions team is where it need to be. But one of the most impactful moments for me was even at the football clinic. And I went to Timmy and said, Timmy, boy, time getting away. So the game was drawn, and Timmy blew the final whistle. And one of the youngsters came back and he was like, but sir, we can't finish. He was like, yeah, we got tomorrow. He said, no, no. The team for today was having a winning team. And he caught the scripture, he caught the base message. And he was like, we can't finish with a draw. So to me, it was that they were not only coming to play, but they understood and they were taking what we were teaching. So that was it for me.
I love that. I love that. After all that we would have been through with them, the word was cemented, and that is why we do it, guys. And so on behalf of the Call to Serve team, I just want to thank you all for praying and supporting us, even as we would have been in St. Lucia ministering. We've heard firsthand from two of our missionaries, two first-time missionaries, how impactful it was for them. We could go on and we could share so much more. If you want, you can get in contact with any of us and we'd be able to share with you. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Because He Lives program, and we pray God's continued blessings upon you, and just want you to know that missions is for everyone. You can all get involved. Thank you, and God bless you. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because